Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hi, Teddy. My name is Benita. I have a house in Perth Amboy. My sister passed away this summer, and I was just going to put her home on the market. However, when I had it appraised, they suspect there's an oil tank in the ground in front of the house.
Okay, so it's not currently being used. So I'm assuming you have a gas now currently?
No, they put a new oil tank in her basement, I'm going to say within, I don't know, 5-10 years ago.
Okay.
So there's a new one in the basement, but my sister had Alzheimer's disease, so I don't know what happened, but there's a spout out there. And they said it looks like this is an old oil spout and there's possibly a tank in there that must be removed before I sell the house. So,
do you have the house on the market right now?
No, I was going to put it on this weekend.
Okay, so here's
the
thing.
It's off the market.
It's not on the market. We could definitely help you out with this, and let me just let you know. Don't hold up the sale just yet, because the process to do this. Let's say hypothetically you put the house on the market today. Even, you know, it's going to take that person, even if you got a buyer today, it would take them 60 days to close. So what you could do is you could put in the MLS, which is a multiple listing service, have your realtor just post in there that there is a tank and it is being in the process of being removed. As long as people know that, it should not deter them from looking at the house. Yes, you need a permit. We need an inspection from the township. So all that stuff will be done by us. The only thing we need you to do is sign a contract and then just pay us at the end of the job. That's all we ask.
And what's the estimate? I know you can't give me a flat fee because you haven't even examined anything. What's the estimated fee for the sweep?
So tell me, what's the address of the property? I'm going to take a look at the access real quick.
Perth Amboy.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like it's a white or a gray Cape Cod?
Yes.
Okay, yep. And I can see that there is an oil tank. I can actually see it on Google. It looks like it's, if you're looking at the front of the house to the left, is that where the spout is? Yep. I could actually get a clear shot of the fill pipe. So that's definitely 100%.
Get the heck out of here.
Yes. 100%. There's a vent pipe to the left in the corner I could see, and then I can see that fill pipe there. So for sure that's an oil tank. It's very easy access.
Get out of here. You're blowing my mind.
See, everybody's watching. You got to be careful right now. This is Google, Google Earth. So they have these photos that you could look up the address. It's not live, but you know, at some point they took a picture of the house for sure.
Oh my God, I'm old, so I don't know the computer. Oh my, that's funny.
I can definitely see for sure. I don't even need to come out and sweep it. I can tell you right now, 100% certain that you have an underground tank there. Like I said, it's easy access. So for us to remove it, I could give you a quote. I could email, or if you like, put it in the regular mail, whatever you prefer. But I could get you a quote out right away. That's not a problem. Perfect.
But like, what am I looking at? Am I looking at $10,000, $40,000? Where am I looking?
Let me explain the process, because the process that the contractor that you hire is the most important question that you need to ask. And the cost, it can range, and that's the thing, depending on the contractor you hire, because if they don't follow the same process, it may wind up costing you a lot more than it should. So here's the process. We will get a permit from the township of Perth Amboy. Once they approve it, I'm going to schedule with the township inspector and our schedule the same day. So we're going to come out, we're going to dig down to the top of it, cut it open, clean it, pull it out of the ground. At that point, the town inspector is going to do a visual inspection. as long as that visual inspection passes and there's no signs that there was ever a discharge into the ground, then he's going to pass everything. We're going to fill the hole up to grade, take the tank off the property. You're looking at all in about $1,400. So it's very reasonable if there's no leak. Now, if there is a sign of a leak, that's where it becomes very expensive. But again, most contractors, they start recommending the most expensive job, which is soil remediation. That is, that could cost anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000 on average. But it gets very expensive.
Okay.
But here's the thing. We don't always recommend that because it's not always required. So we give you options depending on what we find. If it's a very minor leak, I could sample it, and you're looking at roughly $4,500 to take care of that.
Okay.
So it's a lot better. So you have to make sure you're getting options, and we provide options once the tank's out. But hopefully it passes inspection.
Okay.
You know, and you're good.
No, thank you, because I have no idea what this would cost.
If it passes, like I said, you should be looking at roughly around $1,400 all in, and you should be finished. That's the best case scenario. And then we'll go from there. We'll cross the bridge. If, God forbid, it does leak, then we could go over a lot of options that you have, you know?
Yes. And if there is a leak, do you do the paperwork with the state?
Yes, we handle everything from start to
finish.
You
handle all of that.
And then the
real estate agent calls to find. Okay.
Yeah, all you need to do is sign up. If it does leak, we'll need you to sign off on the final report. That's all you need to do, and then we'll submit it to the state, and then they'll send you what's called the no further action letter. And we handle all of that for you. As far as timelines, to give you an idea, you know, just to get the tank out, you're looking about 2 to 3 weeks, roughly. And then if there's a leak, typically it could take anywhere from 45 to 60 days to get you what's called the no further action letter. But we have a program, and you'll need that to close. You can't close without that. So we have a program. I could get it to you as quickly as 10 business days. We're the only company in New Jersey that does it that fast.
Okay.
How did you find out about us?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was referred to a couple places, and if I don't like the way somebody answers the phone, or I find they're unprofessional, you know, or I can't understand them, or they're not answering my questions, I just hang up. So that happened a couple times. So my real estate agent found you on the internet.
Okay.
And
great.
She says they're in Plainfield. They probably cover you. And she says, give them a call. And from the first individual I spoke to, Tiffany, right off the bat, I liked the fact that this phone call is being recorded. She was professional. She was cordial. You answered all of my questions in a split second.
That's what we're here to do. This is all we do is residential oil tank removals, cleanups if necessary, and this is our specialty. We don't do like mold cleanup or anything else. We only do oil tanks, so we're very specialized. And you know, and 90% of our clients are in real estate transactions, just like you are. So we're very used to working under time crunches and working with realtors and buyers and sellers and everything.
Terrific. Yes, so that's so because of the interaction I have had with you, I am interested.
Both numbers. I have everything I need. And if you have any questions in the meantime about timelines or the process or anything like that, you feel free to call, ask for me. My name is Teddy, or Tiffany can help you as well, my assistant.
Teddy, you have been so helpful. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for the call. And like I said, any other questions, feel free to give us a call back.
Terrific. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And my husband's name is Todd, in case he has any questions.
Absolutely. He could call any time and just tell him to reference the address, and I'll remember you for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Teddy. Bye-bye.